The recent release of the Mass Atrocities Casualties Report by the nonprofit Global Rights Group coincided with the third year remembrance of the victims of police brutality in Nigeria. According to the report, 848 extrajudicial executions took place in Nigeria between 2020 and June 2023. The report said 127 cases happened in the first half of this year alone. The human rights group said Nigerian citizens have been living in fear of brutality from law enforcement agents as a result. Abiodun Bayewo is the executive director of Global Rights.
Since 2018, where we have kept a tab on the mass atrocities across Nigeria. So it cuts across issues like casualties of terrorist attacks, cold killings, communal clashes, extrajudicial killings. What you have seen is the extraction of the number of people who have died through extrajudicial killings. And those are the list numbers. Those are the numbers that we're able to verify.
Bayewu says authorities must be held accountable.
We seem to be running round about the same figures every year, with the exception of 2020 and 2022. But then when you think about 127 people killed in the first half of 2023, and you think of the number of officers who have been sanctioned for these killings, then you know we're still very, very way off from the way things need to be dealt with.
The rights group said 271 and 253 people were killed in 2020 and 2022, respectively, the highest numbers in the period reviewed. Thousands across Nigeria marched in October 2020 in protests known as the NSARS movement against the activities of the now disbanded Special Anti-Robbery Squad, a unit accused of police brutality, including torture, killings, and extortion. The protests went on for days until security forces cracked down on demonstrators at the Lekki tollgate in Lagos. Global Rights report said 123 people were killed. Nigerian authorities deny the numbers but promised to investigate and punish offenders. Aminu Hayatu is a conflict and crisis researcher at Amnesty International. Hayatu says despite the government often denying casualty numbers, an attempt by Lagos State authorities in July to bury more than 100 people who died during the protests gives credence to the claims.
There are a lot of issues that are happening underground which are not visible in the public space. This is a semblance of the truth of the matter. Amnesty International has written letters to the Lagos State government to really conduct an investigation and bring out a report and respond to these allegations.
Amnesty initially said only 12 protesters were killed at the toll gate. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.